This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, the Gillespie FFA is wrapping up the school year and held their chapter banquet last week. I had a chance to talk with their advisor, Rick Spencer, after the meeting and learn that he's been teaching for over three decades. Rick plans for next school year to be his last, but you'll still probably be able to find him in the ag shop. He enjoys what he does, and it definitely shows through the achievements of his students. Today, we'll hear from Rick about how things went for the Gillespie FFA this school year.
We had another really fast year. I mean, I can't believe how time flies by, but I've had another good group of kids, and like you said, we had some kids receive scholarships. Thomas Jackson, who's a senior this year, won the Lewis and Clark welding competition and did really well, placed third at MTI competition in Springfield, and he will be going to MTI this fall. I know he got at least a $2,000 scholarship, maybe a little bit more than that, and he's going to do great things. I mean, he's a great kid, has a good work ethic. I mean, I can't say enough good things about him. But Jake Martin, another senior that graduating this year, great student over the past 4 years. I was my vice president this year. Did really well in a lot of competitions, and he's going into the Navy. He'll do good things also. And of course, Alex Wells. Alex didn't make it tonight, but he'd done a lot of great things through FFA from his freshman year all the way through senior year, and was very active with horticulture. He won horticulture competition this year, did the ag mechanics contest, electrician, and did really well forestry too. So all those kids will do well out there in the future.
Well, it's great to hear, and it's awesome that they have achieved so much. And just with those few you've mentioned, I think it really highlights what I know and what so many people in the ag industry know as what's so important about FFA and our ag classes is that we're not just in the classroom. You have hands-on, too, and that really benefits some of your students.
Well, I like to say that I made up the old adage that says it's not all about sows, cows, and plows, but these kids in FFA get to learn I really press the issue of work ethic, but they learn a lot of leadership skills and how to keep record books with SAEs. And I've been fortunate that kids have really taken that on here and followed up things. And I have a good group of freshmen this year. I have 26 kids in the freshman class, and a lot of them showed up tonight, which was good. We had a novice Parley Pro team that played second in the district, and I got to mention that because they've worked hard. They've come to practices, and you know, Bryce Hickenbottom's our chairman, and Bridget Dolliger's our secretary, and then Colin Johnson. Bridget, I mentioned, is our secretary. Then Dion Wolber and Xavier Gosh and Kendra Dom make out that team. Then, of course, my varsity team, they worked hard, too. They got third in the section. But my son Nick is a chairman, and then Ben Pohl is the secretary, and Gary Manis, Nate Reinisch, and Blaine Fritz. Round that out, along with Jason Harkey. So they all worked very hard. But I look forward to future things. I've got one more year left here, and you never know, I might end up coming back longer than that because I really enjoy this. You know, I've been fortunate to have a great group of kids, and I got great backing from my alumni, and the community here has been great. You know, we are a farming community. I mean, that's no doubt about that. And I've been blessed to have a great group of parents that's backed me all these years.
Well, Rick, I don't want to make you feel old, but how many FFA banquets is this for you, if you can try to think of a number?
Well, this is my 33rd year of teaching. We have not always had a banquet. We a lot of times went out to Beaver Dam and had a picnic. We did our awards presentations at the picnic, and my old ag advisor, Colonel Ashby, did the picnics. When I was in school, we did a picnic. It was a great opportunity for families to come together. They go hiking or fishing or camping, and then we got to play softball, and that was a big part of the picnic. And so, but I like doing the banquets because a lot of the folks like to come together, and you have a good sit-down meal and recognize the people that need to be recognized.
Well, talk about recognizing something else that I was really amazed with tonight. We talked about your section officer team. Three of your students are making up that officer team this coming year.
You know, I'm very amazed with that. Ben Polo had an amazing speech at the section banquet, and I was very impressed with that. And I guess he knocked everybody else off their feet, too, because it was a majority right off the bat. And but he's my section president this year. And I haven't had a section president since Dave Reinisch back in 1994. And Dave's been very supportive of our FFA in the past. And then Jason Harkey, who is our vice president this year, has been our president this past year, is now our section secretary. And then Gary Manis is our section sentinel. So we've got a great officer team, section officer team. So I'm looking forward to that since now I'm the section advisor. We're going to have a meeting actually this Saturday to have everybody get together. So, yeah, it's been a great run, and I'm going to miss it, I think. I'm hoping to be around. I hope they retain this position and I can come back and help the person out. And I don't want to step on any toes by no means, but I want these kids to go to competitions and have record books and come out of here with a great work ethic and, be successful.
Well, Rick, I would say with your years of experience and your involvement with the FFA members and the community, you should be a welcome addition back to the next teacher. You could probably give them some advice and share some of your experiences.
Well, I would hope so. I've been around here, and we've got a really good welding program. Our administration here, our school board, has been very supportive. I got to mention that, and I got to mention we've had some board members here tonight. Y. Schmidt was here tonight. Mr. DeBrino was here tonight. I got to say Mr. DeBrino because he was my coach in high school. And Mr. Griffel, Dave Griffel, has been very supportive, and he's now retired from the board. But he has not only been supportive with the school board, but also with taking us to FFA competitions and helping the kids out with record books. So I appreciate him. He doesn't know how much I appreciate what he's done. So, they've allowed us to do a lot of different things with the greenhouse. We go out and do concrete work, landscape work in the communities, and I've just been fortunate to work with a lot of great people around here.
Well, it's wonderful to have that support, not only from your school board members and fellow teachers, but we've got other community members here and farmers, and this makes up some of your sponsors of the foundation. And just, you know, there's a great thing going here in Gillespie.
Yeah, there is. There really is. I kind of really feel old because Donnie Moulton and Eric Hendricks, who both received the honorary degree tonight, they were freshmen the first year that I started here. And, you know, I got to throw Tina Olroyd in there, too. Tina Hammond was her maiden name, but Tina Olroyd, who's now a country financial agent. But Donnie and Eric have always been there. They've been here. They were here a few weeks ago doing our chicken dinner. And they're fun to be around, too. And it's they've been very supportive, along with a lot of other folks that I've mentioned in the past. So I appreciate that very much.
Well, Rick, I think we've covered just about everything, but final thoughts or anything that you would like to say as you wrap up your second-to-last school year, I guess?
Well, I didn't really mention much about the juniors. Those kids have been kind of the catalyst of this this FFA chapter this year, along with a good group of freshman kids. But Jason Harkey's done a great job of leading this chapter as president, and I appreciate that very much, and Jake Martin as vice president. I look forward to working for the new officer team. I just hope that everybody in the community keeps supporting us, and I appreciate all the support I've had in the past.
Rick Spencer, ag teacher and FFA advisor for Gillespie High School. And just a quick reminder before we wrap things up, next week Tuesday is the Southern Illinois Wheat Tour. The tour gives producers a chance to make crop observations and yield estimates of the 2017 winter wheat crop. And that tour includes field checks during the day and an evening report session at the Belleville Research Center. Field tours of the Research Center in Belleville will start at 4 p.m. Dinner will follow at 5:30. Two speakers from the U of I will be present, and field checks are also taking place throughout Illinois, and I think the closest one to our listening area is at Manel Milling in Mount Olive. Mark Miller will lead that tour, and you can RSVP by calling 217-999-2161. And if you'd like to attend the evening portion and have dinner, they ask that you RSVP by tomorrow, May 16th, and you can do so by calling 309-557-3619. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.